Reporting on the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwestern Crop Tour, I'm Jesse Harding. Joining us is Western Tour Leader Chip Fleury. Chip, we've heard lots of reports coming out, some good ones, some bad ones. We finished with South Dakota as we headed towards Grand Island, Nebraska. What were maybe comparing and contrasting some of those thoughts we were going to see in the field to what we actually saw in the field for South Dakota?
Yeah, with South Dakota, we went up there with expectations that we were going to see a good corn crop, and basically, that's what we saw. The word that I used all day long to describe the corn crop was consistent. We did have some low yields come out of South Dakota. I mean, some really low yields, just some freakish little pockets of weather that didn't bring that corn crop along that really hurt yields in that area. But when you get into the southeast corner of the state, boy, that corn crop really looks good. We had some yields bumping 200 bushels per acre on dry land, which is really, really good. And when everything wrapped up, we were at 165.9. You know, we could just call it 166. That compares to last year's results of 153 and the three-year average of just under 130. I mean, we're 35 bushels, 35, 36 bushels above the three-year average. Now, the three-year average does include 2012. We got to keep that in mind. But it's a really good corn crop that we're looking at in South Dakota. And USDA on August 1 had it at 160 bushels per acre. We typically measure the South Dakota corn crop about 5 bushels too high. So this falls right in line with what USDA saw for the crop as of August 1. I feel really good about the number that we came out with. And by the way, the scouts on a rainy day went out and pulled a record number of samples out of South Dakota. We pulled 72 samples out of the south out of crop districts 6 and 9 in South Dakota, I really appreciate all the effort from the scouts today to pull that many samples.
Now, in soybeans, we're not doing yield estimates. We're counting pods. Where were numbers looking there, especially with maybe some of this wet weather? Where are anticipations thinking that crop's going to go to?
Basically matched last year, okay? And I believe that's about what USDA's got us, got South Dakota for this year, you know, basically lining up with what we had a year ago in the state. So, but the thing about the South Dakota bean crop is it was very disease. There wasn't much disease pressure. I don't want to say that it was a clean corn crop because there's a lot of weeds out there that we have to figure out how we're going to get under control. And until we do that, of course, we're going to be thinking that South Dakota crop is going to be at a little bit of risk. But USDA on August 1 had the South Dakota corn crop at 45 bushels per acre. That was steady with year ago, and our pod counts are steady with year ago. We're looking at the same crop. Now, the exception is going to be the amount of moisture that this bean crop has got this year. It started raining Sunday night in southeast South Dakota, kept raining on Monday, and there's some areas that did get between 2 and 3 inches of rain. Really good rain for the third week of August. There's other areas that might have picked up a half an inch of rain or less. And those areas that didn't get 3/4 of an inch or an inch, something like that, they're going to need another shot of rain to finish off the bean crop and make sure that it can reach the full potential that it's got. But those areas that got some good rains, I mean, what more could you ask for in the third week of August in South Dakota than 1.5 to 2 inches of rain? It's basically what that bean crop needs to go ahead and finish off with a good, strong yield.
We don't have any official numbers for Nebraska yet but what are some of those preliminary results that we're hearing from scouters for northern Nebraska, northeastern Nebraska?
Yeah, what we basically did today was we scouted everything in Nebraska east of Highway 281 and north of the Platte River, okay? Tomorrow, or on Tuesday, we'll be south of the Platte River down to the border and make our way over to Nebraska City. It is not unusual. This is a warning that I put out every year, and I do it every chance I get, because there's a lot of times when we're really impressed with the crop in northeast Nebraska, and then we're disappointed with the crop in southeast Nebraska. And if you're disappointed in northeast Nebraska, you might be impressed with what you see in southeast Nebraska. We were impressed by what we saw in Northeast Nebraska today. The corn is consistent. You know, we stop every 15 to 20 miles, but you're always making observations as you're driving down the road. And the scenery just didn't change much today. You know, it was very consistent. Mile after mile, we were looking at a really good corn crop. It's not without issues. There's some hail spots out there. And there's a few spots where they've just consistently missed the rains. And you can even tell it in pastures. Pastures aren't in as good a condition and so on. But those are relatively small and isolated areas. So for the most part, we're looking at a corn crop and a bean crop in Northeast Nebraska that I don't think anybody was disappointed with what we saw today. There was one route that came back and said, geez, you guys saw corn that I didn't see today, because, you know, the highest yield that they came back with was like 185, and they had some low numbers in there. But we did see the typical big crop Nebraska numbers in a lot of those fields, bumping up against 200 bushels per acre, and in some cases even better than that, which, of course, it's got to be if we're going to have a record yield in Nebraska.
Now, our numbers looked on track on the western leg with South Dakota with USDA. Eastern leg, not so much. How much of an effect might this have looking forward on the rest of the numbers for the tour?
Yeah, ear counts. Okay, I want to go straight to that. Ear counts in Ohio really matched up pretty good with what we had a year ago, which really concerns me, because that means that the yield down as much as it is from a year ago in Ohio, not only from USDA's perspective, but from the tour's perspective. It's all about grain length. It's all about the number of kernel rows around that ear. And mostly it's grain length. We just didn't get the growth on the ears this year over in Ohio that you would like to see for a good crop in the state. You come out of there, we're down about 18% from year ago tour results. USDA wasn't even down 10% on August 1. It feels to me like there's some room to the downside with that Ohio yield estimate that we got from USDA. And it's hard to add grain length at this time of the year. We're just not going to do it. Maturity of the crop seems to be fine, not only in Ohio but in South Dakota, and what we looked at in Northeast Nebraska as well. So it's all about grain length. It's all about that crop. Just too much water in June and July. Not enough oxygen in the soil. And we lost too much nitrogen to keep this crop moving along this year. The bean pod counts, the beans just, I've talked several times through the course of the first day of the tour with the leader of the eastern leg of the tour, Brian Grady, and he was, you know, it's the first day of the tour, and he sounded depressed because he was looking at a bean crop that in some cases was just over the top of your boots, and it's just not a very good bean crop over there in the eastern corn belt. And you know, that's quite the contrast to what we saw over here in the west, because it was a beautiful bean crop.
We're talking with Chip Fleury. He's a Western Tour leader for the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, reporting on the Western Edge. I'm Jesse Harding.